Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning. How is everyone on the air doing this morning? You are coming from Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, Minister Sadie Elliott. And today we'll be talking about grace. And the topic is a broad topic this morning. So if anyone want to come on, feel free. That would like to talk about grace this morning, feel free to just come right on in. Good morning, good morning. This is Joy and Peace coming to you this morning, and we'll be talking about grace this morning. And all the viewers, please just click in. Today we're talking about grace. Grace is undeserving favor. It is mercy when we don't expect it to or deserve it. God still gives us grace. The Bible tells us how God is extending grace to us by offering us salvation, eternal life with Him for free. We don't have to do anything to earn it. In fact, we can't even earn it or buy it. We simply accept it by believing that Jesus, God's Son, died for our sin, so we wouldn't have to go to God on ultimately act of grace as an example of how we're to extend grace to others. Do you show grace to others like God has given you grace? And what does grace come from? And how do we receive it? I know a lot of you all asking, so I'm glad you asked. Grace begins with God and is given freely by God. His graciousness to us is our example for extended grace and mercy to others. So when you think about grace, it's on a broad scale. So if anyone want to come in and comment on grace this morning, feel free. Because grace is the gift of God. It is expressed in God's action of extended mercy, loving kindness, and salvation to people. Divine grace is involved in the person of Jesus Christ. Also, God's grace manifests in Jesus make it possible for God to forgive sinners and to gather them in the church. God's grace manifest in Jesus also make it possible for God to bestow undeserving benefit on believers. God saved you by his special favor when you believe. It is by God's grace that he decided to offer us the gift of salvation. There is nothing we can do to earn it. We simply receive it with faith and in thanks to him for the grace. Because God is good. It's nothing but his grace and mercy that has kept us thus far. Nothing but his grace would lead us on. So we have to thank God for his amazing grace. We can't do anything without his grace. Without him, we are nothing. We are nothing without God. So if anyone want to come on in, just tell a little bit about grace this morning, feel free. I'm giving you a chance to come on the air this morning and just talk. I don't mind talking, but I like to be able to dialogue with someone else on the air this morning. Good morning to everyone. This is Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. We was having a little phone difficulty, but praise God, we're back on. And today we're talking about grace. I am free through the transformation power of grace. And during the most trying of times, divine grace revealed the constant and unfailing activity of spirits in our life. And as I was reading the Word of God, grace is transforming power, moving me beyond self-doubt to an understanding of inner potential. It's a light in the darkness and hope in time of despair. Grace also moves in and through my life as whispers of divine wisdom and sparks of insight. It is the power that set me free. And as I was studying on grace, you know, grace is undeserving favor. It is mercy that we don't expect or deserve. And God saves us by his special favor. When you believe, you have to believe. And it is by God's grace that he decided to offer us the gift of salvation. There is nothing we can do to earn it. We simply receive it with faith and in thanks. For the law was given to Moses, that was taken from John 1:16-17. And it says God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament, God gave a code of law to show his people how to live for him until Jesus and the Holy Spirit come. And following these laws didn't earn salvation, but simply illustrated what a life transformed by the Holy Spirit would be like. And with the coming of Jesus, we no longer have to salvage following these laws, because God's grace, we have been transformed on the inside so that we want to live pure lives for him. We want to live pure and holy through the word of God. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive the mercy. We will find grace to help us when we need it. When we arrive at God's very throne, through prayer, we must linger to receive his grace. We are expected to grow in grace and not merely accept it as a stagnant gift. But I'm sure that God, who begun the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finished on the day when Christ returns. You know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus Christ was? That's through grace. He was very rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his power he could make you rich. Grace involved self-sacrifice, giving something up in order to give it away. We do not ask because we deserve help, but because you are so merciful. Recognizing and requesting God's grace takes humility. For we realize that we do not deserve it, which is exactly why we need it. We need God's grace. Each of us was given grace according to the measure of God's gift to Christ. Grace is a precious gift from God and is an essential aspect of my Christ nature. And as I think about, you know, him transforming me and leading me, I could do nothing without God's grace. He's just so wonderful. And as I think about grace, I go on a little step further to think about happiness in this grace. You know, how can I be happy in the midst of difficult situations? Because God is just so good. You know, no matter what situation you go through, what difficulties you're in, God still gives you that merited grace. You still have that grace and the mercy. And we could do nothing without his grace. It's just transform us each and every day. We are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And, you know, as we think on it, he has extended grace to us. No matter what we go through, he said he'll give us, we can have his grace and his mercy. That's what's taking us through whatever you're going through right now, whoever may be listening. You may be going through something in your life right now, and only God can bring you through it. He loves you. He cares for you. And he wants the best for you. And when you think about it, God graciously provided life through the death of Christ to sinners who believe in Jesus. Jesus substituted death for all people, and Abram got to pronounce a verdict of not guilty on repentant sinners and to include them in his eternal purpose. God's grace manifests in Jesus, also make it possible for God to bestow undeserved benefit on believers. And these believers enrich our lives and unite us together in the church. God's acceptance of belief on the basis of grace give us a new status. We are children of God, members of the household of God, and we can relate to him as our Heavenly Father. God exercise goodwill to his creatures is another essence means of grace in the Bible. This favor, this position of God find it extreme expression in Jesus Christ. This grace is rendered fully accessible to all humans with no precondition other than a repentant desire to receive it. The tragic alternate to receiving God's grace is to remain in hopeless alienation from God. Therefore, let us accept God's gift of grace granted to us in Christ Jesus. And when you think of it, it just means loving, kindness, a word frequently used by all of us sometime or another. And as we look at it, divine favor of goodwill, but it also means which gives joy, that which is a free gift, and it is free to each and every person that wants it. And we just want to thank God today for his grace, for his mercy, for his outstretched hand toward us, because we couldn't do anything without God. He's the author and finisher. He's the beginning and the end. And we just love him so. We just thank him. When we get up in the morning, we can just tell God how much we thank him, how much we love him, how much we care for him. With all we want, we know how to go to him and beg for things, but can we just actually give and just say that we're thankful for what we have? We thank him for his grace and his mercy, for his outstretched hands to us, because he is grace, he is mercy, and we love him. We can't do anything without him, and we have to share grace and mercy with others each and every day as we walk in up and down the busy highways, corridors, or whoever life we may touch. We need to tell them about the grace of God, how God can deliver them, how God has brought them out, just in case they may have forgotten, they wasn't thinking of it like that. So we got to let them know that he's an all-powerful God. He's an all-knowing God. He's a caring God. He's a sharing God. And we just have to keep that mercy going, be at the mercy seat of God, to do what he would have us to do, to show grace to others and to show happiness and loving kindness to others. Because I keep saying grace because I know he's just so much, he's full of grace and truth. And, you know, you just can't do nothing without him. You need him every step of the way, every step of the way. And I just want to say, any listeners that want to come on and share something this morning about grace, feel free, because we're just thankful this morning for his grace and his peace. Grace be with you. Grace may abound with you. His grace, mercy, and peace is from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. And grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. We so happen to have grace of God. And that's taken from Luke 2 and 40. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that which purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. Now, when you think about it, even your congregation, when the congregation has broken up, many of the Jews and the devout followed Paul and Barnabas, who speak to them, pursuing them to continue in the grace of God. That was taken from Acts, the 13th chapter and the 43rd verse. Also, in Acts 14:26, it says, from there they sailed to Antioch, where he had been commanded to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Also in Acts, the 15th chapter, was saying that Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by the brethren to the grace of God. So you see, everything we do, we need to have the grace of God when we go in it and do it, and give God all the grace, all the honor. We need to testify to the gospel, the grace of God. We need to share it with others. And the word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that was taken from John 1:14. Also from 2 Peter 1:2, is telling you about grace and peace. And grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So you see, everywhere you read in the scripture, you're going to hear, read something about grace. And grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That was taken from Romans 16:20. And from 2 Corinthians 8:9, say, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his property might become rich. So just think about, you can be poor in spirit. Not just materialistic things, but when you think about the mercy and God, and the grace of God, you can still have grace and the mercy and not have to have a whole lot of material things, because that's going to all dissolve one day. But with his grace and mercy, his thankfulness, his happiness that you have within you for God, you can't help but say the grace of God, Jesus Christ, be with you. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So when you read the word today, it's so many scriptures telling you about grace. It is sufficient. And by grace, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. It was nothing that I did, but it was his grace. The testimony of our conscience that we conduct ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly service, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you. And it also says, moreover, brother, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. God showed his grace on Macedonia. And by their prayers for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Here he do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness come through the law, then Christ died in vain. If you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, of which I became a ministry according to the gifts of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, and it is also among you since that day you heard and know the grace of God in truth. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with the glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death forevermore. Looking diligently, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. As each one of us have received the gift, ministering it to one another as God's steward of the manifold grace of God. I thank my God always concerns you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus. We would not have it without the Lord. We need the grace of God every day, all day, because it's His mercy and grace that's taking care of us, that's sufficing us, that's giving us everything we need. He loves us. He cared enough to be able to come down, die on the cross for us, that we may have the life, right to the tree of life. And His mercy and His grace, it just endured forever. We have to show each other love every day, kindness, gentleness, have that grace within us to do what He would have us to do and to be, and to know without a shadow of a doubt that He is love. And the Lord would give us grace and glory. He give grace to the lower. You don't have to be rich or poor to have the grace. He give it to all of us. He also gave us all the understanding that we need to know Him. And we believe through grace. We are justified freely by His grace. And grace did much more abound. Receive not the grace of God in vain. He'll give you the grace you need. He said, my grace is sufficient. And for by grace you are saved. You can be saved by grace. If anyone's listening today, know the grace of God in truth. Be bolder to the throne of grace. Give more grace unto humble. Be humble before the Lord. Give it grace to the humble. Grow in grace and knowledge. And when you think about being saved through His grace, through the precious blood of Jesus, you can't help but say, I know I have been transformed through the power of God, that He's moving and working on me. I don't have to have no self-doubt. I can go to Him. He'll move in and through my life with divine wisdom and spark of insight. It's a power that set me free. And when He came and saw the grace of God, He rejoiced and exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion. That was taken from Acts 11:23. So sometime today in your schedule, in your prayer time, pick up your Bible and just go through the Bible and let it minister to you today on grace. Because grace will reveal the constant and unfailing activity of the Spirit in your life. You know, grace is the inner knowledge of divine love that wells up from within. Grace shines the light of understanding and reveals a path of peace. So today, just let grace be the word that you may use today to minister to you. Or you may be able to minister to someone else and share the love, the happiness, thankfulness that God has given to you today. And it's possible to be happy when we have nothing material. But when you think about the grace of God and what God can do and will do in your life, you can't help but just thank Him for His mercy and His grace and His outstretched arm, because it's nothing but the grace of God that have brought us thus far. Nothing but the grace that will lead us on. Before we go off the air, we still have a little time. If anyone want to share something about grace today, because we're just so happy to be in the family of God, to be able to share with someone the grace and mercy, happiness, thankfulness on the behalf of everyone. Just remember to pick up your word today. Let grace minister to you, not just to me, or trying to find the different scriptures that it ministered to me today, but let it be something in the Word of God that minister to you today through the grace of God that you can share with someone else this day or in the coming week, because it is so powerful. It is just a powerful word today on grace. And I thank God for his grace and for his mercy, for his outstretched hand that will take us and lead us on, that give us everything that we need. No matter what we think we want, he's going to give us our desires of what we need. And that is just so wonderful with his grace. He's full of grace and truth because he shouldn't lie. And that's the way we should be. We should be truthful with God and with others. And grace did much more to me. It really worked in my spirit. And as I read the word in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and he was saying, "But my God, grace is sufficient." And I knew by his grace, I was saved. And he gave it more grace. He's not keeping it bottled up. He's giving you grace. You can go in grace each and every day. He gave grace to all who want it. All you have to do is ask for it. And he'll give you that grace. He'll give you that peace, that love, that sharing, that mercy. He's right there standing with open arms. And all you have to do is just ask him for it. His grace is sufficient. And so before we close, we'll close with a word of prayer. And we want to thank God for this day. Oh, gracious Father, we come. Dear Heavenly Father, for no other reason, Lord Jesus, but to give you all the grace, all the honor, and all the praise this afternoon. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you for those that was able to tune into the broadcast this morning talking about grace, Lord. Let grace be able to be in their life today, dear Heavenly Father. Let the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be in their life, dear Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we know you to be an all-loving and an all-kind God. And as someone receive a gift of grace, dear Heavenly Father, and as they go to the throne of God, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord Jesus, let them thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. When you died on the cross, dear Heavenly Father, you had us in mind, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you this morning. We want to thank you for your grace and for your mercy, for your outstretched arm, Lord Jesus, because you are worthy, Lord. You are so worthy. And Lord, for those, dear Heavenly Father, that don't know you this morning, the pardon of their sins, Lord Jesus. Let it be something that I said from the word of God this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that would draw someone else closer to that bleeding side, dear Heavenly Father. Show them your love, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know they can have salvation, Lord. Let them know that they can be transformed, dear Heavenly Father, by the renewing of their mind, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know, dear Heavenly Father, that you have divine wisdom, and through you, dear Heavenly Father, they can be set free this morning, Lord. Shine a light of understanding, Lord, in their life today, dear Heavenly Father. Give them peace, dear Heavenly Father. Reveal to them, dear Heavenly Father, the unfailing activity, dear Heavenly Father, that you have for them, Lord. Let them be transformed and have a transformation in their life through the power of grace, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you, and Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we just thank you this morning, Jesus, for the grace and the mercy, dear Heavenly Father. And we know, too, dear Heavenly Father, that you're listening to every ear, dear Heavenly Father, for the sound of my voice this morning, dear Heavenly Father. If they are going through anything in their life, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to come in and touch them. If it's anyone even sick on the line this morning, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to touch them right now, dear Heavenly Father. Because we know We could do nothing of ourselves to hinder, Father. We need your grace. We need your mercy this morning, Lord. We need your outstretched arm this morning, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to be on the radio to hinder, Father. And we ask you, Lord, to continue on, strengthen us more and more each and every week with more topics that you will give us through the power of the Holy Ghost to help some man, boy or girl, to come closer to you, to hinder, Father, to know and to be able to share the good news with someone that's listening on the air right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Grace to you all this morning. The grace of God be with you all. The grace of our Lord shine upon you this morning. May he abound in your life this morning. May the grace, mercy, and peace be upon your life this morning. May the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in trust, in truth and love, be with each and every one of you. May the grace of peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace be with you today and always. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Grace be with you all. May it continue abiding in your life. And may you continue on having the grace of God, the peace and the mercy of God, our Lord. Let the gracious and mercy, compassion, be in your life today. But we believe through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved in the same manner as they. So continue on being in the grace of God this day. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be in your life today and forevermore. God given to me by the effective working of his power through the Holy Spirit on this line this morning. I hope grace touched someone's life this morning, brought them closer to him, and make them pick up their Bible to read for themselves what the grace of God is saying. May y'all have a blessed and peaceful day. Until next Wednesday, joy and peace. Outreach Ministry, Minister Sadie Elliott, hope to talk with you next Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.